kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
At nagbabalik po tayo sa programa natin dito pa rin sa SBS Filipino. Edinal Magtibay ang inyong kasama sa ating kwentuhan at tugtugan with Papa Dan.
Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat.
Sa mga ine-enjoy ang kanilang weekend at sinasamahan po kami ngayong araw ng Sabado. Thank you so much for listening. And live na live, kasama naman po natin ang isa sa mga talented nating Filipino-Australian artist. Siguro isa rin siya sa mga exciting voices sa R&B scene ngayon dito sa Australia. And we're very fortunate to have her as our guest for today. Kaya wag na nating patagalin. Papa Dan, ipakilala natin ang ating guest ngayon, isang proud Filipina Australian artist na isa po siyang singer at dancer. Parang nung nagpaulan si Lord ng Talents.
Oo nga.
Parang naka-open arm siya, nasalo niya lahat. Kasi nagpi-play din siya ng instruments, tapos ang dami-dami niyang mga ginagawa. And meron din siyang mga sikat na mga singles mula 2020 all throughout the year. Meron siyang mga nilalabas na kanta tulad ng On My Mind, When the Lights Go Out, at Obsessed. At yung music niya is a blend of R&B, soulful R&B, pop, may mga iba-iba pang mga elements. Kaya naman, nako, excited na tayong malaman yung journey niya ng music, representing her Filipino heritage as well dito sa Australia. Let's welcome Lara Andalio.
Hello!
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for waking up early.
On the Saturday morning.
We're so excited to have you and to know you dito sa ating program, and welcome sa SBS. So, let's get it on. Nako, Lara, first question. Start muna tayo sa sa roots mo. So, pinagana ka sa Philippines. Parents mo ay Filipino, pero dito ka na lumaki sa Australia.
Opo.
So, you're proudly Filipino-Australian. You're always sharing that sa lahat ng mga naging interviews mo, right?
Yeah, so I'm born and raised in Sydney, but my mom's family is from Nueva Ecija, and my dad is from Ilocos Sur, so I'm also Ilocano.
Wow. Yeah. Ilocano shout-out sa mga Ilocano exactly. Dyan. Ayan. And how has your heritage shaped your journey naman as an artist?
I think even before being an artist, I think the mentality of Filipinos and their drive really carried through as being a student first and then being a learner in music. And that's where being a student of dance, being a student of music and instruments, I think is shown in all that I do, the passion that I give the craft and all those different elements. I think at the root, that's definitely where I've had inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Speaking amazing. Of inspiration, no? Ikaw lang ba yung singer? You're the only singer in the family, or san mo naman na
yung... Of course, music. Karaoke.
Oh,
yep,
yes.
That's where it all started for me. So my go-to was Celine Dion.
Classic.
Which song? Out Here on My Own? No, which one is it? Or By Myself.
Oh, wow.
Of course. Mm-hmm. When I was three, 4 years old. So the family was all singing karaoke. But of course, I'm definitely one of the first, if not the first, to be pursuing a creative field. Because, you know, being from the Philippines, you want to have the good, you know.
Right.
You guys know what it's like. So I'm definitely the first to really pursue a creative career.
Oh, that's really interesting. So I can imagine nung bata si Lara, pag may gathering ang family, di ba? You'll be the one dun sa table, ilalagay ka dun sa gitna, and then they'll ask you to sing.
Yeah. Exactly that.
Like voluntold agad, like yeah, right. You're the star, you'll be the singer.
And if there's a piano around, that's the...
Yeah, because you also play instruments. So, paano mo natutunan ito? Ang parents mo ba in-enroll ka sa schools, or they are also music inclined kahit hindi sa
singer? So my mom used to play piano. My dad used to play guitar, konti lang.
Yeah.
They didn't play too much, but they said when I was three that I came home from preschool. I don't know if this is true, but I came home from preschool and said I wanted to play violin.
Oh, wow.
I can't imagine me saying that at three, but I believe it. I started violin at three and played that for 10 years at school, and then later added on saxophone, drums, and then self-taught in guitar and piano.
Right. Who were your early musical influences or like inspiration? Were there Filipino artists as well?
Well, when I was in the womb, my mom actually was already playing me jazz music. So that's where the influence, I think, of R&B and jazz in general. Because saxophone, I was in the jazz band and played like jazz solos. But in terms of early influences, I kind of want to say it was Janet Jackson, Ciara, Which still definitely heavily influence what I'm doing now. And then my mom, you know, Lea Salonga, Miss Saigon, all that too, because I did musical theater growing up.
Mm-hmm. It's really great to know na parang at a young age, alam mo na yung gusto mo, nararamdaman mo na sa sarili mo kung ano yung gusto mong maging path. And dun sa sinabi mo na nasa womb ka pa lang, nakikinig na yung mami mo ng, effective pala talaga yun. Oh, ano? Oh, so, na-absorb pala talaga ng brain ng mga bata yung ganon kapag pinapakinig. So, kung ano yung naririnig niya or yung environment niya, na-absorb niya yun. Sa mga momshies dyan, baka may mga gusto kayong i-share.
sa music,
ano, kung mga totoo ba yung mga paglilihi at yung mga ganyan na may mga pinapakinggan kayo. Diba?
Start them young nga, sabi lang. Train them young.
Yeah. You know, the good thing about all of it was I don't feel like I was ever pushed or forced to do music or anything creative. It was around me. I think with dancing, my mom definitely wanted me to do dancing, so she put me in a few times from an early age. It took me a while to find confidence because I was actually quite a shy kid, but I'm glad she did. But from that point onwards, all of it was just me following what I felt like I wanted to do. Whereas a lot of people have this perception because I started very young and I've done quite a lot that I have, you know, a stage mom or a dance mom, they like to say. But it was really all coming from me. My parents really didn't know too much about what I was really doing, to be honest.
You said you started young.
Yeah.
No? Your first guesting, we were talking about it off-air, kanina, sa SBS.
Dito pala siya a few years. Hindi lang few.
Almost 9 years ago.
2016.
Wow.
So,
tagal na, diba?
Yeah.
Just wanted to ask, like, when did you, kasi parang na-realize mo agad, you were gonna take it seriously. Have you visualized it? How old, how young were you?
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna take it seriously.
Yeah. I think with music, my first single I ever put out was 16. So I was in the recording studio from 15, 16 years old.
Wow.
I started writing my own songs at 11, more as just a form of self-expression and things that I was dealing with as a, you know, teenager. But in terms of really taking music seriously as a professional career, I do want to say probably 17, which was only a year after I released my first song. Because 2017 is when I started receiving record deal offers.
Wow.
So my music career, I guess, had quite a fast start, some may say, but because I was already in the dance industry and I was doing acting as well, so I was already working in the entertainment industry since I was 11 years old, I want to say. So it didn't feel like a very abrupt
transition.
And like abrupt change from, you know, being at school to because I was already working while I was in school. I was homeschooled for most of high school as well and did full-time dance training. So a very different childhood, teenage life.
And you've been a dancer for like most of the the time na nagpe-perform ka. So halos kalahati ng life mo dancing and now into singing. So nadadala mo ba yon? Is it very gaano siya ka-helpful para sa iyo?
Oh my god, so helpful, especially because dance is where I really found my confidence as a person but also as a performer, because when I was doing music from 3 years old and playing instruments, it was classical, it was jazz. It wasn't as much self-expression, I want to say. You know, I got sheet music and I would read it, I would follow it and play in a band or an orchestra. But dance is where I really found the confidence, so that's what carried on to my music when I started making it. So dance at the root and the essence is what gives me the confidence in music and influences a lot of the way that I create music now.
Yeah.
So hindi lang talaga create ng music, diba? And
hindi
also like
kasama yung body language mo dun sa music. And that's really great kasi talagang sinasabi ko nga nasalo niya na lahat ng talent na binigay ni Lord. At ako sobrang na-amaze ako dun sa mga ganung tao and how they balance yung iba't ibang skills at the same time. Di ba siya minsan overwhelming kapag parang ang dami mong pwedeng gawin, ang dami mo rin gustong gawin.
I mean, at 17, 18 as well, I was in the middle of deciding whether I wanted to sign a dance contract or sign a record deal, really. Or do I do both? But, you know, it is hard because even to make it in one of those industries or careers takes a lot of effort and a lot of a lot of dedication. That's so, right. You know, I did have to make decisions, and music has always been what I wanted to do. I just think as a kid, especially being a Filipino girl in Australia, mm-hmm. it feels like a more far-reached thing to want to be a music artist or a recording artist, you know.
My pressure.
Pressure, but also just, you know, in the movies you see it, but you don't really see it in real life. You don't see people doing it with you at school, or so it just doesn't feel as quote-unquote realistic, I guess. And mm-hmm. it's a scary option, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, you started, like, you've recorded a lot of songs, a lot of albums, Diva. Yes. Has it evolved, like, over time? What can you, like, say about, like, the first time you went in the recording studio, diba? Did you even talk about, like, even Filipino culture
in
between?
Yeah. When I started writing music at 11, that's when it was, as I said, more self-expression, what I'm dealing with at school and as a teenager. So I wasn't as focused on what genre I was singing in or what chords they were. It was very organic and just whatever I felt like. I honestly feel like it started in more of a pop world because mm-hmm. that's what I was hearing on the radio. But then as I did start going into dancing, that's when I was dancing to hip-hop and R&B. That's where the crossroads kind of happened, or the cross of, oh, if I write music and then I like dancing to this music, how come how can I write this type of music? So that's really where it happened for me. So even genre-wise, it's evolved, and me really feeling empowered by me as a dancer to create from that place, because that also influences on the music and production side, the drums, the drum patterns that I choose to use, or the certain sounds that I use, the chords that we play into the records. So I do think everything has definitely evolved. And with the new music as well, I've been throwing paint at the wall, so to say, you know, trying different things, especially being an independent artist as well now, just being able to create however I like. And yeah, it's been great.
And I've noticed in some of your music that I've listened to, very personal. Yung lyrics niya talagang galing sa, from your experiences.
Definitely. I've always wrote all my songs, so I think the lyrics, as you develop as a writer, just become more and more honest. You know, all the layers start to be peeled when you've written how many songs.
Yeah, it's like you're sharing your soul out there.
Yeah, and I guess you release the fear of it by that point as well.
Yeah, that sounds scary, right? But when you write something about yourself, about vulnerable. What you feel, yes, you feel vulnerable, but you just let it out there.
But how do you stay consistent? How do you not lose interest in making music? You know, from the beginning,
I've never even thought about that, to be honest. Right? It's always just, even thinking about the fact that the last time I was here was 8 years ago, it doesn't even feel like that to me. This is really like what I've been passionate about since I came out of the womb. Like, it really hasn't been a thought in my mind.
That's good to hear.
Okay, and later, as we talk to Lara, I know you guys are excited to know more about her. Kami din, ni Papa Dan, ang dami na nating mga natutunan. Pero we'll dive in sa kanyang music. So isa-isahin natin yung ilan sa mga naging singles niya, yung mga tracks na talagang pinagmamalaki din niya. And of course, paano nga ba itong kanyang roots na blend dito sa kanyang musika? At kumusta ang Australian entertainment industry para sa mga taong naghahanap ng representation na katulad ni Lara.
Tanungin na natin, tuloy-tuloy natin about your creative, like, you know, process. Songwriting, pwede bang kwentuhan mo kami? Like, you know, do you get inspired? Like, you know, kapag natutulog ka ba, or when you think of a topic or a theme, how do you create? Like,
I think when it comes to, I'm always creating, I'm always pulling ideas. So I even have like a small lyric journal. When I have an idea, it's being written down straight away, or concepts, song titles, it's going into my notes app. So it's a constant thing, which is sometimes annoying, because even in bed, like, I'll have an idea and I want to go.
You have to write it right away.
Yeah, otherwise, I don't know, that idea might fade, right? And sometimes I won't come back to it for like 9 months. Like, even when I was in the US a few months ago, I was in a studio session and the producer started playing, you know, this production. And then all of a sudden I remembered that I had written down this concept that had lyrics attached to it. And you know, that's when it comes to fruition. Wow. So you never know.
So it's like a stash. Yeah. Of ideas there. And then you just get to pull them out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, literally.
When you need it. Yeah. Right. And you also mentioned, so dancer ka before. Mm. So yun yung unang naging passion mo when it comes to performance arts. Pero napunta ka sa music. Paano yung naging transition? What happened in between?
Yeah, so I was a full-time dancer at, sounds crazy to say it, 15 to 17 years old. And I did have some injuries that caused me to undergo surgery 4 times on both my ankles. So I had to go to rehab and I was in a wheelchair for a bit and then, you know, slowly back to crutches. But it was during that time where I had to obviously take time off dancing, yeah. Where I was doing 40 to 50 hours of dancing a week. So cutting that out leaves me with a lot of time. And I was already writing songs. So my vocal coach at the time said, you should use this time to get into the studio. Mm. And I was like, the studio? Like, I've never been to a recording studio. And it was through her producer friends initially how I got my foot into the door, quite literally, you know, into the studio and started recording covers initially and then made my way into feeling confidence to do my own songs. Wow. Yeah.
San ka ba mas, alam mo yun, inspired to write a song? When you're happy or when you're like, you know, not feeling the best or sad?
It's always easiest to write a song when you're not feeling the best.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay.
That's true.
I think you have to be a great writer or, you know, be a bit more skilled to write a good song that is more positive. I think that is more challenging, to be honest.
Wow. Yeah. Ikaw ba, Papa Dan? Mas ano ka ba? Mas gusto mo ba yung happy moment? Or mas marami bang idea pag masaya? Or pag
I'm not a songwriter, but yes, I tried to, you know, write songs.
Yeah.
When I'm, you know, medyo may angst ng konti, there's a bit of like rebellious yung feeling. Yeah. Like, you know, want to express it, right?
So mula ilabas lahat.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. It's therapeutic siya.
Then you know the feeling. Yeah,
ayaw,
exactly.
Ayaw. Yeah. Kasi Papa Dan is not writing songs, but writing books.
maybe, yeah. But that's a different story. Pero yeah, it's like the same.
Similar,
yeah, you're right.
Process. Yes. Ayan. So, and also, dun sa mga sinusulat mo, paano mo naman na-incorporate yung identity mo? Because you've said, pinanganak ka sa Pilipinas, dito ka lumaki, growing up. You even mentioned earlier, akala mo Italian ka before. Paano nangyari yun?
Yeah, so with the Italian thing, I went to a school where I was learning multiple languages, and that was because my parents sent me to a school that was focused on diversity, you know, also being a Filipino girl, especially back then, you know, 25 years ago, going to school where I feel I didn't really grow up around a lot of Filipinos. Mm-hmm. So I didn't, that's firstly why I probably didn't even resonate with knowing I was Filipino at school when, you know, you're being exposed to so many new people and cultures, especially being in Australia. Because me and my parents actually have that conversation quite often in my adulthood now, at least, of how they grew up around people who all looked like them, all had, you know, similar morals, ethics, values, whether that be societal or religion. Mm-hmm. And then me growing up here in
you
a very multicultural environment, but then also everyone comes from very different walks of life. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to, just like you said, find what your identity is in a way. You're not really told as much. Or there's not really a mold, maybe, is a better way to put it, or these steps that you can kind of follow. So I think identity has actually always been, as a child at least, and growing into a young adult, was always something that I struggled with, identity and belonging. But I think that's where music and dance, that's where I felt like I belonged in a way. I didn't know how or what it was, but in the art form at least, that's how I felt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And also raising the flag, though, talking about the culture, di ba?
Yeah.
Pumunta ka sa America recently. And let's talk about the song, I Might, right? That single.
Yeah.
This was co-written in LA, in Los Angeles, in California, during AAAPI.
Yeah.
This Asian American and Pacific Islander. This is a community, ito, no? Asian, no?
Di ba?
And Pacific Islanders, America.
Yeah.
How's that experience? You know, what's the influence behind it?
Honestly, that week in LA, that month, I think it's a whole month, but that week specifically, I was at a writing camp and I had never felt more empowered to be, you know, an Asian slash, you know, Filipino creative, being in an environment where, again, it was people that all looked like me, which growing up in Australia, especially in the creative scene, actually, I wasn't surrounded by. So then to also see how talented everyone is and what people have achieved and what they represent for other people and other communities, you know, there were also panel talks during that week. So it was just, I've never felt more empowered to be a Filipino creative in after that week. And I brought that energy back home with me. And then, you know, that also got me to the Philippines. And like, I really enjoyed that week, but also that writing session specifically, because again, you could see, especially with Filipinos, the influence of dancing in the music. Yes. Like that was a perfect example for me, because when we were writing the chorus, the boys in the session were like, oh, we can imagine how you would dance.
They're
to this
vibing
part.
Already.
Yeah,
all
they already
right.
know, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. And just recently, kababalik mo lang from Manila, from
yes.
the Philippines. How was the experience? And I've heard there's some collaborations and new projects.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I was just in Manila for a month and we did a lot of, so many studio sessions and a lot of collabs in the works for sure. And I just really enjoy getting to be a part of the scene and community, especially being in Australia. They've welcomed me with open arms and, you know, they're starting to teach me the slang,
yes. Yes.
teaching me a few things, putting me on. Mm-hmm. So it's cool.
Mm-hmm. You like it there? Some enjoy about, like, you know, in the Philippines. And is there any difference with like the creative process, like creating music, pag nasa Pilipinas kami?
Yeah. You know, what's interesting about that is this trip has shown me that music is just so universal, because the process doesn't really change. And like the creative energy that happens, the flow, nothing is different no matter what country you're in, because really it's the music that is what you're translating with and what you're communicating via, right? So it's kind of comforting to know that no matter where you are in the world, it's really the music. Because even for me, dancing is the same way. You don't even have to use words and you can be, you know, doing a dance battle with someone or even at an event or out and you don't even need to talk. Mm-hmm. You can
just...
Yeah, that's how
just,
that's how it feels like to me. So again, it was comforting to feel even at home at the studio, even if sometimes maybe my Tagalog is can't get me there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds fun. And apart from your music, Lara, I know you've been very, very open in a few interviews. But it's a sexuality mo.
Yes.
So, sinishare mo rin yan and you've been very inspiring para sa maraming mga kabataan, maraming nating mga kababayan. But why? Paano mo, I know this is very parang courageous na para sa isang tao na ishare yon. And saan mo kinukuha yung courage na yun to share that?
I think for me, because as a teenager, I felt that way. I knew that there would be other teenagers, specifically teenage girls, that would have felt the same way. And if I have the courage to, they would have representation too. You know, even with being at the Saweetie show where I just opened for her, not so much on the sexuality side, but being Filipino, I had Filipino girls coming up to me being like, you are our representation on that stage. And, you know, we were born and raised here too, but we've never seen another Filipino on stage. So it's always been, honestly, the strength and courage of my listeners as well, who have made me feel like I should and I can. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you proudly represent the Filipino, like, culture.
Yeah.
Yes. What does it mean to you to be part of this, you know, new wave of, like, you know, Filipino and like Australian, right, artists to, you know, make music and share it to the world?
Yeah. I think especially in the Philippines as well, the R&B hip hop scene is at such an amazing place and people are really pushing boundaries and breaking molds in the Philippines. And then with me in Australia, I think being in the industry for, oh my God, 6+ years at least. It's honestly just really exciting. For lack of better words, it's representing it as well and waving the flag has always been so important to me, whether that be about sexuality or my heritage. Because again, it all comes back to identity and these people that we also represent, what the music represents mm-hmm. and who it's for. Because yeah. it's not, it can be for everyone, but you know, I think it's even more special when certain people resonate with it, you know.
Yeah, and I really admire you for that. Mm-hmm. Ang sarap pakinggan, ano, na everybody is like very open and to share na hindi na natatakot and hindi kinakahiya yung sariling identity. And we love you for that. And with your latest music naman. So let's talk about your song. So yung huli mong ginawang music was year 20 was it 2023?
Oh. The last one?
Yeah,
2024.
Yeah, 2024.
This day exactly. Last year was when
Anime
came out. Yeah.
Oh, right. So can you tell us more about that the song and then the process?
Yeah, so that was I Might. So that was the song that was just played. I was on tour in 2022 with Blast, who is an artist from America that some people might be familiar with. And it was actually his guitarist, Sam Yun, who played guitar for me on this song as well. So that was another full circle moment. Yeah, it's been a year now as well. So I'm really excited to release new music. And, you know, it's been 2 years of being independent as well. So it's just fun to be able to put out music the way that I want to as well.
You've collaborated with big names like, you know, Blast, was that Chang Yun, the guitarist?
Yes.
Yes, and also Troye Sivan, I've heard.
Yeah.
Yep. What's your favorite lesson that you've learned?
I like that question. My favorite lesson, you know what? With all these people, they've more so given me words of reassurance, if anything, because when I've also asked these people for advice, a lot of the time they're saying that I'm doing all the right things, but it's just about the consistency, which they know I already have. And even Blas specifically, he told me, you don't even realize that you're already like paving the way to your success. Like you're already building these pillars without noticing it, and you're building that community around you. It's just about sticking it out. And I don't have any plans of stopping. So, yeah. I think as well with Troye Sivan specifically, when I was in the studio with him, I think that was also during Pride Mardi Gras, where he was setting up a writing camp. So that was another environment for me where it was my first time ever creating in an all LGBTQ environment, which again is very rare, especially within the genre that I work in, where I'm mainly working with males. It's like a male-dominated field or genre when you're creating the music. And straight. So to be in a queer creative space, and that whole room when I was working with Troy was LGBTQ. So it's a whole different energy in itself as well. And again, a whole other level of feeling empowered. Troy really instilled that confidence in me and again reassured me that I'm doing just what I need to be doing. And he even said to me that this is going to be you don't know it yet, but this independent era is going to be a really exciting time for you. You just don't see it yet, as much as it's scary. Because at the time, I had just become independent.
Yes.
So he knows what that's like, especially when you've been signed to a major label for, you know, 5+ years from a teenager. He kind of knew what headspace that I'd be in. So he really gave me that confidence. And that was right before I went to America. So,
right.
Yeah.
So now, before we end, I'd like to know, when people listen to your music, ano ba yung gusto mo, ano yung hinohope mo na ma-feel nila or maging key takeaway nila as a young artist?
I think just in general, when people listen to my music, I want them to feel confident. That's what I feel like most people are messaging me saying, you know, it's before they go to do a work interview, they listen to my music, or before they go on a date, they listen to my music. But in terms of other young artists, I want them to just hear the boldness and the fearlessness of just the honesty, vulnerability. And in terms of advice, I just say done is better than perfect. I think that that's a very, very important one, because I think that that's what allowed me to even get my foot through the door, because I wasn't afraid to just do things and them not be perfect, because you just accept that where you are now, this is the best of your ability that you can do. You can't expect yourself to do more than what you're capable of right now. And once you finish that, then the next thing can be that next step better, you know?
Mm-hmm. Really inspiring. Mm-hmm. And what's beyond music naman for you, Lara? Do you have anything in mind in the future? Anong, what's next for you?
Outside of music?
Yes. Have you thought about
girl,
that?
My whole life is music.
I know. So,
you never know.
There's, like in another universe. Yeah.
Honestly, I love boxing.
Ooh.
Okay. It's very Filipino of me.
Yes. Very Manny Pacquiao.
Exactly. My trainer actually always makes jokes that I'm Manny Pacquiao's cousin at the gym and people just believe him.
Oh, it's wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, would pass.
I honestly love boxing. I don't know if I would side quest and actually do boxing.
Maybe. Yeah, on another universe.
Exactly. Right. Another universe. Yeah. Definitely. That's,
we have a Lara, the boxer.
A boxer. Yes. Yeah.
And with your music, no, meron bang aabangan sa'yo? What's going to happen in the next month or the end of the year? What are we?
I'm definitely releasing a new single. I know I can already hear my fans screaming in my ear right now. I'm definitely releasing a new single. I know it's been a year, but the year will be worth the wait. There's plenty more once the first song comes out. I was just telling you guys I've been shooting music videos and doing more collaborations with artists in the Philippines as well. So I'm super excited, and I know the fans are super excited to hear it, and that also means there'll be more shows. I've actually got a show next Sunday in Sydney for Soulmate Sydney.
Wow, exciting times, and we're really, really proud of you bilang isang kababayan for raising the flag and for representing ang mga, not just the Filipinas, but lahat ng musician, lahat ng mga Pinoy na may pagmamahal sa craft na to, sa music industries, and for making it this big and this far, and but keeping yourself grounded pa rin, di ba, sa lahat ng mga nangyayari. So thank you also for sharing your story with us here at SBS Filipino.
Salamat po.
Thank you very much, Lara, and we're so proud of you, and we wish you all the best, and I know you're gonna do bigger things, like, you know, in the future. So yeah, sana bumalik siya, not like after 9 years or 6 years or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Soon, hopefully.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll have to come back.
Saan kanila pwedeng i-follow, or any website or any social media accounts?
Yeah. So you can find me at Lara Andalio. That's LARAANDALLO on all platforms, literally all platforms, and Spotify, Apple Music, all that.
All right, and that's it. I think we're gonna listen to Lara's last song para sa araw na ito. Ito ay ang awiting Put You On. Maraming salamat din, Papa Dan.
Maraming salamat, Edel, hanggang sa susunod na Sabado po. Ano, salamat sa inyong pakikinig.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.